Hare Krishna. So as far as chanting the holy name, the most important thing is to have the taste. So that taste comes from hearing about the glories of the holy name. Just like it said, Madhura Madhuram Etam Mangalam Mangalanam, that of all the sweet things, the sweetest thing is the holy name of Krishna. And of all the auspicious things, the most auspicious is Krishna. It's Krishna's name. And Sakala Nigama Di, and of all the Vedic, it is the jewel, the topmost manifestation of everything that the Vedas can offer. And Satpalam Chitswarupam, the eternal transcendental spiritual fruit of all Vedic understanding. And Sakridapi Parigitam. And if you just chant it once, Shraddhaya Ahilaya Va, with great faith, or even if you're struggling to chant, it will still have its effect. Of course, better to chant with faith. That means if somebody accidentally chants, and not that after chanting for 10 years, I chant with negligence. But if someone, even if someone chants with negligence, it's the holy name will act. So many times people ask me, what is the best way to that I can chant japa and concentrate more? And I always say the best thing is that at least a half an hour, if not more, before you take rest, you just hear about Krishna. Then, because whatever you do, this is your sankalpa. This is your what you're desiring for the next day. Just like business people, they put down their what they're going to do, who they're going to see, so that when they get up in the morning, they have their schedule. So our business is chanting Hare Krishna, and therefore, if we hear about Krishna at night, then the first thing you want to do is chant Hare Krishna. But if you're on Facebook at night, or something else, then that's what you'll want to do in the morning. If you're in the mode of passion or mode of ignorance at night, you will wake up with your consciousness in the mode of passion and ignorance. But if your consciousness is on the transcendental platform the night before, then you will wake up, you will desire to chant the holy name, and then the taste for chanting the holy name will be very strong. So every night, a devotee, when I joined the movement, that's what we did at night. The last thing we did was sit down together, all the devotees, and read the Krishna book for 45 minutes. And then we take rest, and get up in the morning, chant Hare Krishna. So we have to do what it takes in our lives. And usually that means Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing more about Krishna and glorifying Krishna more through Kamana Manasa Gira, through our actions, our words and our thoughts. And the more we do that, the more taste we have for the holy name. And the more taste we have, then, as Rupa Goswami says, that I wish that I had thousands or millions of tongues or 10 million ears. Of course, you would look pretty funny that way, but anyway. If I had that much, that's how much it takes. Otherwise, this material body is incapable of that's why when we see in the scriptures people in ecstasy, their body can't handle it. This body is not capable of handling the potency of the holy name. Therefore, one falls unconscious. Anyway, these are some little tips. But the main thing is, what you do at night is what you'll do when you wake up. So concentrate on the holy name, on Krishna Katha at night, and then your taste for the holy name will increase. Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki, Shudanam ki, Itai Gaur Premanandi, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.